So this last weekend, the 4th of July, it got me thinking such naughty thoughts. The weekend was so hot, so loud, so sticky, so delicious. It wasn't the fireworks, it was the grease. That golden, glistening promise of everything that you shouldn't have. And everything that you want, anyway. Hot, fried food right out of that bubbling oil. Steaming and slick. Piled high. Begging to be touched. To be bitten. Begging to be smeared on your lips. Corn dogs glistening like they're needy. French fries sweating in their paper baskets. Onion rings still hissing from the fryer like they know that they're sinful. Everything's just shimmering with heat and fat and want. You reach for it and your fingers get slick. Not with water, not with guilt, with pleasure, with grease. And then you lick. You lick your knuckles. Your fingertips, that little crease between your fingers, poking it with your tongue as you taste the salt, the fat, as you taste the indulgence, you taste yourself as you lick, and you don't stop. You don't want to. That's what grease does. It doesn't ask you to behave. It invites you to surrender. Grease is not a mistake. It's not a weakness. It's a blessing. The anointing of appetite. A slick little invitation to stop pretending and start consuming. It says to you, this body, this moment, this heat is yours. And that's what you've been craving, isn't it, sweetie? Have you ever watched olive oil in the sun? Oil just sitting there, lazily in the heat. And have you watched it dance in the bottle? Moving like hips under silk. Slow, thick, patient. You pour the oil over something warm and the scent rises up like incense. This isn't cooking, sweetie. This is worship. And butter? Butter isn't just food. Butter is a temptation. A soft, yellow promise waiting to be licked off of someone's finger. Or their thigh. Or the corner of their mouth. Maybe even while they're still chewing. Butter melts like longing. Like desire. Finally touched. It waits. It glows. It moans against your skin. It's like the way my thighs slide together in the heat. The way my lip glistens when I've just bitten into something forbidden. The way that grease lingers on my skin like someone's mouth was there. And maybe their mouth was there. Maybe it still is. You see, that's what indulgence does, sweetie. It stays with you. Like a bruise that makes you smile. Like a taste you can't forget. Grease is a sacrament. Every fried bite is an offering. Every moan behind closed lips is a hymn. Every dribble of oil on your chest is a holy mark. And you are the altar. You give in. You feast. You ache. And after, you glow. The sacred shimmer of excess. The evidence of touch. The divine stickiness of sin. Don't wipe it away. Let it stay. Bask in your greasiness. There's something holy about summer indulgence. About the way sweat and scent and sunlight all blend together into one long, glistening kiss. There's no shame in pleasure. There's only more. More heat. More hunger. More stickiness between your fingers and thighs and sheets. Have you ever tasted your own pleasure after a greasy meal? After a summer night? Everything just stuck to you. Your clothes, your hands, your lips, your lover. Grease is a memory. It's a mark. It's what's left after the heat has gone, but the body remembers. Why do you think we crave it so much? We crave it because it's like sex. No, we crave it because it is sex. Every bite is a moan. Every drop of oil is a whisper. Every mess is a memory of someone who didn't hold back. Of something slick and sacred. So let it drip. Let it coat your fingers. Let it slide down your wrist and pool on your skin. Don't rush. Don't clean. Relish the grease. That's what your mouth is for. So when I think of the 4th of July now, I don't think of fireworks. I think of grease. I think of bodies. And butter that never made it to the toast. I think of that glow of slick mouths and how good it feels to lick something clean. And I still want more. Don't you?